On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Matthew Traylor joins us. He serves as the Director of Programs for the Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC.com. And I encourage you to go there and follow along, maybe more in our second segment, but we'd love for you to get the information available to you there. Matthew, thank you for taking the time today to bring us really some great information for the Christian businessmen.
Steve, thank you for letting me be on the program with you today. It's certainly an honor.
And for those not familiar with CBMC, although we've had you on before, remind others and inform for the maybe for the first time those not familiar with the organization.
Well, CBMC began back in 1930. It was started by a group of businessmen in Chicago on the heels of the Depression to begin praying and sharing the gospel with men in the marketplace who were really struggling at that time. And over the past 95 years, CBMC has grown across the nation and around the world to carry out that same mission today.
Well, and the topic we're going to touch on today is retirement. However, throughout our conversation, I know from talking to you off the air that CBMC meets those Christian businessmen at all points along that path, whether they're just getting into the business community, whether they're well grounded in it or preparing to finish in the business realm. The information available here and at CBMC.com is valuable for all of the men, really in all those various parts of life. But on the topic of retirement, let's go there, Matthew. Is it a biblical concept, or is it really something, you know, that's in our culture now as a modern invention? And when I say modern, you know, I don't know if that's, 100, 200 years. But, what say you?
Well, in the Bible, you certainly don't see retirement mentioned at all, but you do see one case of it, which is when the Levites, stepped away from their temple duties at the age of 50. But the word work is mentioned hundreds of times. And so I would say it's more of a cultural thing, especially here in the U.S., but retirement is certainly something that we focus on in this culture. Again, when I was starting out in the marketplace, 20-something years ago, you're immediately asked, how do you want to, begin your retirement, planning for retirement, putting away money. And that's not bad. But again, you begin to think about retirement. And then as you get older, you have people around you who are like, hey, we're getting ready to retire. I'm leaving the workplace. I can't wait to retire. And in our mind, we begin to think, well, if you're retiring, it means you're just spending time on the beach and drinking pina coladas and playing pickleball all the time or traveling. And that's not always the case. And that's not what we want as believers. We certainly don't want to think that we're done working when we step away from the marketplace. And so I would say it's a cultural thing, and it's something certainly embedded in today's modern culture.
Well, and let's talk about, that culture and how, the view that it's shaped of work and retirement. Is the culture we're in making that somewhat of an unhealthy view?
I believe so. I mean, you think about people who put in hours upon hours at work. And sometimes people who are viewed as, quote unquote, workaholics, you're kind of put on a pedestal. Look how much they work and how hard they work. But as you go into retirement and you don't, you lose that sense of purpose of giving all these hours, and now you have nothing to do except, you think I'm going to go and rest and have fun with the money I've saved. That's not always the case. And people begin, we've seen men, I've seen it personally in my life where my father, who retired, worked since he was 14 years old. And when he retired from, he had a health crisis because he felt purposeless, even though he was a believer. He had placed his worth in his work and what he did. and how he impacted the people he led. And when he didn't have that anymore, it was very hard on him and it impacted his health. And we want to help men particularly, but we want to help people understand that retirement is there's some mental prep that has to happen as you begin to plan and prepare for it. It's not just preparing money, it's preparing your heart and mind for what comes next.
Yeah. And you bring up that struggle that that men have with identity and purpose after retirement. And there's probably, you know, a fair amount of men, especially those involved with Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC.com, who are maybe in a healthier place because of the discipleship they get, mentorship they get, iron sharpening iron that they get, that, you know, yeah, they represent well at work, as a Christian, being an ambassador, for Christ, and, you know, not being lazy, doing what you're expected to do, and being a good example as a person in the workplace. But at the same time have learned to balance their, you know, purpose, or really make their purpose primarily their relationship with the Lord, and their growth there, to disciple others and to, the gospel is primary. So sharing the gospel, and as disciples are created, mentoring those disciples as their main purpose. I guess we touched on culture and what have you. Is there any other things that make it where men struggle so much with that identity and purpose after retirement? What steps have they missed?
Yeah, if you are a person, you know, you've led people, you've built a company, you have been in a marketplace, and you've had this journey from, you know, beginning now to leading, and maybe running a company or whatever it may be, whatever your position is. A lot of times our identity is wrapped up in our position. And then when you retire, you find yourself, you know, in this new place of, you know, you have complex feelings surrounding a career, and now it can throw you for a loop. And so if people's identities are wrapped up in their careers, whether they're high powered job roles or those who have achieved professional success and recognition, you know, retirement can trigger anxiety and feelings of low self-worth, along with a sense of loss and lack of daily routine. And at CBMC, we don't want men to go through that. And the key is preparation before you even go into retirement. Begin now thinking about what your purpose is. Is your purpose wrapped up in your identity of what you do or your vocation? Or is it much bigger than that? There's a spiritual component, we believe. And we would say our purpose is first, not our vocation, but our purpose is wrapped in what Jesus commanded us to do, which is, you know, to fulfill the Great Commission, to go and share the gospel and to disciple others. And we believe that if men are doing that as their primary focus and living out that purpose, when retirement comes, you won't have to worry about those other feelings, those struggles that will come along with that.
Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Matthew Traylor. He's the director of programs with the Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC. The website is CBMC.com. Matthew, if you have time, we'd love to keep you through the break.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back and let you know about some of the tools available and how you can connect with CBMC. Of course, one way to do that, we already mentioned the website, CBMC.com. We'll cover that and more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Matthew Traylor joins us from the Christian Businessmen's Connection. We're continuing our conversation with him. He's the director of programs there, CBMC.com. In our first segment, Matthew, we touched on the idea of retirement and how that may be, you know, something more pushed by our culture, and having a healthy view of our purpose, understanding as a Christian what God intends for us, to make disciples, or to bring people to the Lord and make disciples of those people, and bring glory and honor to Him. You know, and you know, He does give us clear instruction to be working. our purpose not being so wrapped up in my title at work, more focused on who I am as a child of God. And we appreciate you taking the time to walk us through some of these ideas of retirement. Before we jump into the website and some of the resources, any more on that that we may not have covered in regards to retirement?
Well, I do want to say this. It's important to think about, and I think as men, we certainly want to consider this. What kind of legacy are we leaving? Are people going to remember us for the company we built, or are we going to be remembered for how we impacted a person's life? And at CBMC, again, we help equip men to think more about legacy and impacting the life of another man. And we do that through, we have, of course, various resources on our website and on our other platforms. But we want to provide a place where men are encouraged, they're equipped to go out and share the gospel in an impactful way, and also to disciple another person and help them grow in their relationship. And not just disciple them to be a better Christian, but to disciple them to become disciple makers themselves. And that's what we want. We want to see generational impact of men's lives. And we believe that's done through life-on-life discipleship.
Well, let's go to the website and track down some of those resources that are available at cbmc.com. And I know in a previous interview that we had, you touched on one of the things available, Operation Timothy. Did you want to revisit that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Operation Timothy is a time-tested tool. It's over 50 years old. It's gone through different iterations, but it's essentially a three-book discipleship course that one person can do with another. And you can do it via a book form, which you can order them off Amazon. Just type in Operation Timothy and you'll see Operation Timothy come up. You can purchase them there, or you can do it digitally through your phone or computer. You can go to advance.cbmc.com, or you can go to our website and it'll guide you. Create a login. It's free. And then you can use the content along with myriads of other content to help you learn and to equip you to disciple other people, or also to evangelize. And how do I share my faith in a relational way? And we have content there that can guide you as well. But Operation Timothy is a great track for someone to run on. I use it. I disciple another young man, and we do it together. We meet once a week for 1 hour. And that's what we would say. I mean, imagine as you enter retirement and you are impacting the life of another young person, a young man, or another man in general, it doesn't matter what season of life they're in, by discipling them, coming alongside of them, doing life on life with them, being intentional with them, and seeing them grow to also reach out and they themselves discipling another person. And that's what we want to equip men to do.
I really appreciate you caught yourself when you mentioned young man as young men taking the part of the Timothy. But the truth is, when it comes to who's the Paul and who's the Timothy in this study together, Paul in years might be the younger, farther along in their walk with the Lord. And it's really an opportunity for men of all ages, regardless, to connect and find their place as a Paul or a Timothy. And the other thing I wanted to mention, you mentioned the three books available in this on the website. I'm following along with, and I hope our listeners are, at cbmc.com. Under programs, you'll see Operation Timothy. Book one is Life Questions, which is a normal thing when you're talking about your walk with the Lord and how faith impacts what you're maybe accustomed to or where you should be going. Life Foundations is book two, and book three is Life Perspectives. So you can go and check out and get more information like that, actually, that Matthew mentioned. But find the details at cbmc.com. Other things on the website you want to draw the listener to, Matthew?
Yeah, we at CBMC, we also provide peer advisory groups for men who are in the marketplace. And our peer advisory groups are simply small teams of men who you can join. There is a fee, but it's nominal compared to what you get. And these teams usually meet, depending on which team you join. One's for young professionals, so under 40, and one is Trust and Advisor Forum. It's for business owners. We also have a Connect 3 team, which is free, and it meets once a week, but for 1 hour. But these teams come together, and it provides men, first of all, accountability, relationship building, and encouragement, and prayer. We want men to be able to get in community with one another because, again, when we have community with like-minded men who can encourage us in our walk and encourage us in reaching out to other men and evangelizing, it makes all the difference in the world. And particularly for men who are entering retirement, it is so important to have a support system around you. People, particularly men who have already entered in retirement, but who are living a life of purpose, to have someone to encourage you, to hold you accountable is key.
So, if you know, as a business person, I'm trying to get in the head of guys that are listening and like, okay, where's the CBMC group near me? Is that a thing? Are there like charter groups or, physically where, you know, here in central New Mexico? Now listen, we're in Albuquerque. We're broadcasting the Las Cruces in southern New Mexico, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis and Portales, and online really all over the state at klyt.fm. Are there actual groups that meet in these communities, or are they all, set up as like a Zoom type meeting?
It's both. So if they go to cbmc.com and you click on connect and you put find us near you, you can type in your area and see what is the closest team to me. And if there's not, you just hit the get started button, put in the information, your information and what you want to connect with, what type of team you want to connect with, or discipleship, and we'll connect you with someone who's closest to you or someone who can reach out to you to guide you.
And let me encourage you in this, if you're listening, potential Pauls, if you put in the search and you see no locations found, well, maybe you're the one to plant that in that community. Would you agree, Matthew?
I agree. And you know, maybe the Lord's calling you to get started right where you're at. If there isn't a local CBMC team, or you're thinking, maybe I need to be discipling someone, well, we all should be, we can help you with that. You don't have to have a CBMC team right at your doorstep. Maybe God's calling you to be the one. I do want to also share, as we were talking about retirement, if there's business owners out there who are beginning to think about retirement and selling their company, on our resources section of our website, we have a 4-part series where we met with industry experts to help give guidance, you know, and encouragement, and share some things to consider as they begin to think about selling their business and going into retirement. We put it together, a 4-part series, meeting with these experts, people who know everything to know about selling a business. And we put it from we wanted to take it from the perspective, how do I do it in a godly way? What does it look like to sell my company and go into retirement and do it in a way that honors God and has purpose? And so we want to invite people to check that out on our resources page of cbmc.com.
Okay. And let me navigate you there a little more. cbmc.com, under the Connect tab at the top of the page, the box will drop down and you'll see the Find Us, which you mentioned, ways to connect, and then resources is found under the Connect tab. If you go over to that and click on resources, you will quickly see, it'll say blog, video, shop. Scroll down just a little bit and you'll see the business transition series, that Matthew mentioned, in the 4 episodes that, are available there, and really easy to access and get some great, I mean, this, you know, we could spend an hour, Matthew, talking about all the different things available on the website. Really well done, by the way. Kudos to, your web team. But, cbmc.com, Matthew's.com is the website to go to. Matthew's been our guest from CBMC, and Matthew Traylor is the director of programs at the organization, Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC.com. Matthew, we're out of time, but thank you for the time you took this morning, or this afternoon. It's morning somewhere.
That's right.
We look forward to having you on again.
Thank you for having me, Steve, and I wish the best to you and your listeners.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.